Oh, yeah, something I'm going to start doing once per episode. It's like a lot of older stuff. It'll be like times where I would plan out for four of us or five of us, and then like only one person would show up. So we got
oh, yeah, yeah, we can
so
recycle, baby.
Yeah, so I'm going to recycle some of the topics that I wanted to have with all y'all here.
Uh-oh.
And so, because I feel like we didn't get the best out of those topics.
Damn.
So, the,
so that mean I ain't do nothing because I know I was
here. Oh, no, you did.
I know I was here. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah. It's just funny because I'm going through a topic where it was me and you.
You better have the same answers.
It'd be good if you don't. It's been a couple years. So you know, people grow and people change. All right. So we did a topic on the Second Amendment. And where should we draw the line on the Second Amendment? And you don't remember this at all?
No, I'm just like, go ahead.
Yeah. So there you go. How do y'all feel about the Second Amendment? Should it be like limitless? So anyway, the Second Amendment is the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
But where should we draw the line on what the arms are? So in other words, nigga, a bazooka is considered an arm. But should I be able to own a bazooka?
Isn't there an article it can't be over a level 3? Or 4 or something like that weapon?
Okay, regardless of what it is, what should it be?
Oh, okay. So you're talking like an automatic weapon and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah.
You ain't never wanted to blow a bitch up?
Wow.
Man, I wanted to do a lot of things.
Just a question. Oh, I'm not saying it should be in or out. I'm just asking.
Take me off of this. No. Okay. See... My perspective changed from talking to people that just love guns and love to shoot them. So, with that being said, the right to bear arms, as far as automatic weapons, I think you should have automatic weapons. Actually, I think that's okay. And the reason why I say I think that's okay because people like to blow shit up. Like they got this thing out here, you can put it in a patch, shake it up. And just shoot at that. People just like to do stuff. That doesn't mean you a violent person just because you like guns. I mean, just because you like boxing don't mean you just gonna go try to knock out everybody or try to choke everybody out. But I think it's the same thing with guns. Like I don't think there should just be a restriction on it. The only restriction should be is are you mentally able to carry a gun? Because more often than not, the people who shoot up shit are not mentally stable.
That's a thin line, though. So that's that same line.
Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like it should be okay.
All right, going to the mentally stable thing, a lot of people that shoot shit up and be mentally unstable, they get their guns from somebody else who legally had the gun. So it's never really their guns. It's somebody else's guns who was like it's like the people you're describing, like the people that just want to have their guns and use it recreationally.
So what is regulating him going to stop?
Nothing.
Not a fucking thing.
Nothing.
So you feel like if the guns don't...
It'll stop a fucking thing, but it ain't going to stop much.
So the thing is like, you're either going to have guns or you're not going to have guns. Like, in order to stop that from happening, what you're talking about, no guns. Period.
But you have to stop them from getting here.
Yeah, because the criminals will have guns, but the people who are law-abiding citizens...
I'm going to tell you right now.
Who's going to get Chicago? Who's gonna have more victims? Somebody who shoots into a crowd with a pistol or somebody who shoots into a crowd
with an AK? But how did he get that pistol?
Which one has more victims?
Say it again.
The one with the AK or the one with the pistol?
I don't know. Depending on how nice that nigga is, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because people...
The guy that shot up L.A.,
yeah.
He got that shit legally. And even if he...
No, but he's still talking automatic to pistol.
He's talking about automatic to pistol.
Automatic to pistol. I don't...
But it's not... I think pistols counts to your money.
Pistols kill more people than
that
automatic.
Counts to your money. That no, counts to your money. None of that bullshit matters.
It doesn't
that counts
count
to
money.
Your money.
It's a semantic, yes, it does. Actually. No, because
counts to your money. I don't understand what that means, though.
Because he's trying to say a pistol be cheaper than an automatic.
It is.
But Glocks aren't. You can buy a Glock and change that shit to what they consider assault rifle.
That's true, because I have seen that.
So don't do that. And you know better
but
than
you
that.
But you have to be a Glock. Like,
no, you know, no, you know better than that.
Yeah, you do.
So
know
you know better
than
that.
If I know better, you know, and I'm not a good person.
Than that, so don't do that. Yeah. So what I'm about to say to you is pistols and automatics is a semantic. It's just, it's a, it's not a real thing. It's, I can still have a pistol in here, bro, and it still go off the same way. I could put a 50-round clip on the pistol and do the same thing. I can turn my pistol into what you consider an assault rifle. All
right. So should that be regulated then?
You can't regulate.
First off, we got to say we can't because other countries have done it. So let's stop saying that we can't do it. And the states done it. Because
look at Chicago, though. Chicago has it down to where most people can't have guns legally.
Well,
but criminals have guns.
That shit only works federally. It only works in countries where the whole country shuts
down. So that's what I'm saying. So
it can't be done like
that. So if the whole country don't do it,
they'd be like Great Britain.
Yeah, so that's what I said. It's going to be no guns. Like,
all right, so
you as a citizen can't have no guns.
Cool.
It's
so,
too late
like I said,
here.
Wait.
That's my argument. It's too late here.
The question that I asked was, where should we draw the line? So am I gathering properly that everybody feels there should be no line and everybody should be able to own whatever kind of gun they want?
I guess.
Okay, so you don't think that anybody should own any kind of gun?
No, it should be extensive background checks to be able to legally own some shit, but you also have to be at the same time know that motherfuckers is going to be able to circumvent whatever laws you put in place.
All right, how do y'all feel about the laws? How do y'all feel about the laws that if your gun is used in a crime, then you're
it's not my fault.
No. You should get hit with it. Yeah, you should get hit. I agree with you.
Hold on. Say that again.
If a gun that is registered to you is used in a crime, you are held responsible.
Yep. Yeah. I agree with it.
I mean, but hold, stop. Because even with that, because home invasions and all that stuff, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, most guns are somebody else's gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't hit them with it because somebody broke into their house, a car, or
yeah. But you should report it stolen. Though.
Yes, it does be. It might be.
But a lot of
take for that to hit the system.
No, but a lot of guns that but a lot of guns that he's talking about, they're not reported stolen, which is true. Yeah. They're not reported stolen.
Right. Okay. So then, hold on. So now he's trying to say get rid of the private selling of guns. Because the gun could be registered to me and I can privately sell it to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even if your gun is reported stolen, because I've had a gun reported stolen, then you got to get forensics out there. Then they charge you for that shit.
They try to charge you for it.
Yeah, they try to charge
you. That's if you want to go to
that. But if you don't know no better, it's just like catching a charge.
Do you want to charge? Yeah, do you want to charge?
But if you don't know no better, that charge will stick and it will hit your ass. That charge will stick, and it'll hit your ass. And it's any charge. If you go to court, even if you weren't supposed to get that charge, if you get that charge, it will stick to you. If you don't know no better to tell the judge, yo, he pulled me, like, even a speeding ticket. If you speed past a fucking cop or a state trooper, and he don't immediately cut his lights on, if he follow you and continue to catch you,
That's just what I'm saying.
If he don't get you the way he's supposed to get you, but if he file those fucking charges and you go to court, you will catch that.
Yeah.
You have to prove, like, it's literally guilty to prove it innocent.
Okay, but so that you doesn't can't, get rid of the fact that what he's talking about is saying, like, yo, should people that.
But it's not as easy to file a charge for a stolen gun. Because then you got to get forensic. Let's say somebody breaks into your car. Somebody breaks into your car and steals the fucking gun out your car.
Right.
You have to get forensics out there and all that shit, and then all this paperwork.
But they come in anyway because your car got broken into.
No, but they're not always bringing forensics. I've had my car broken into, and they stole a gun out of my car, and I had the goddamn gun wasn't in the car. It was you got to play the game.
So
if forensics doesn't always come out there.
So to clarify his point, so now if your gun was in the car, somebody got your gun, now they use it for something else, should you get a charge?
No, you should not.
But you didn't report your gun stolen.
If it's in there and it's legit, and that's... Well,
what? So this is the thing. This is where he's getting that.
Because I'm saying it has to be registered to you. If it's registered to you, then it's,
no,
then
so,
it's clean, right?
9 times out of 10,
registered
if you buy a gun,
is brand so many levels of registration.
All right, because I don't
levels
I'm not a gun
of registration.
Person.
No, it's not levels. It's one.
It is levels.
Yes. A brand new fucking gun, you get registered in your name.
Yeah,
if it ain't
much.
Brand
but
fucking
somebody,
new, you don't get registered.
If somebody uses your gun in the commission of whatever crime, not even a felony.
We talking about registration, bro. Stay on the topic. It's registering.
Yeah.
Registering the gun.
Well, not everybody's gun is registered.
If your gun not registered,
if you buy a gun brand fucking new, it's registered.
Yeah.
So how you gonna trace it back to me,
nigga?
So then it goes back to how's it my fault?
Then the murder is on the murderer, not you. You see what I mean?
He's still talking about registering guns. So with legalization and trying to draw a line, registering a gun. If your gun get registered, it's 9 times out of 10, it's brand new, it's registering your name. But nothing stops you from selling that gun privately to somebody else. All they ask is you have a ticket of sale. And a ticket of sale is literally a name and the price and a signature. You might need to do better with, they can go as saying, it can go as far as copying the front and back of a license and have it. But if you sell your gun off to somebody and they use it for a crime, they come into your house. And when they come to your house, they be like, yo, this is your gun, such and such and such. No, I sold that gun 2 years ago. Oh, do you have a ticket of sale? Yes. Boom. Okay, sorry. That's the end of that.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm saying.
But if you don't have that, I'm sure you would have.
Then you fucked, Joey.
You're not fucked. You're not fucked.
Yes,
you're
not
fucked. You didn't do what you were supposed to.
So now you.
If he sells me a gun.
Because it's like what you had said earlier about fucking background checks and all that stuff. Like, so. You go through a background check.
I'm not
check
saying you that. Necessarily have to background check. But let's say realistically, all right, if
Joey,
I were...
You can poke a hole in anything. Does it deserve the hole?
But...
No.
Hold on, wait a minute. Because, Joey, earlier you said that there should be background checks. So you're saying if I go to buy from a real dealer, I should get a background check. But if I want to buy... But if somebody wants to buy that gun from me, I shouldn't do a background check before I sell it to a motherfucker?
It shouldn't be your reasoning to do a background check in terms of... Like a mental instability, so
technically you can't do a background check though.
Exactly, because
you can't do the level of background check. But like when I bought mine, they did background checks, but they didn't check everything.
In order to stop selling to somebody that's mentally unstable, to try to help that, they got.
That's what gun control is, though.
They have to get rid of the private sale.
That's what I was about to get to.
There we
next.
Go. You have to get rid of.
But you can't
listen. But we just talking hypothetical. You have to get rid of the private sale. And in order to get rid of private sale, that might be some crazy shit to go along. Because now you're going to have resellers like fucking sneakers out this mug.
Yeah.
But that's, regardless, you're going to have people that are circumventing the fucking rule.
Well, Joey, you can break every rule in the fucking book.
But my thing is, all right, look.
But okay. Why not?
We
Joey,
get it.
Joey,
okay.
Joey, maybe I'm missing something. Why do you feel like it's impossible to get rid of private sales?
Because you can't. If I want to get rid of my shit, I'm going to get rid of my shit.
Okay. All right. Stop right there. Okay. So.
But it ain't. Hold on.
I said stop right there. Let me explain. Let me explain the shit. So what I'm saying is, if we all get to a point where, hypothetically speaking, of course, the law is you buy a gun brand new, is registered to you. There's no more reselling.
It's fine.
So if the next man commit a crime.
Can we stop there?
No.
Let him finish the
right, so ahead, the next ahead. Man, so you want to get rid of your shit, you get rid of your shit. And the nigga, you get rid of your shit too, he go and shoot up a goddamn whatever the fuck. And they going to come back to you like, hey, your gun was used in this crime. Oh, I didn't do it. Yeah. I sold it. Oh, you sold it to a motherfucker that wasn't responsible.
Yeah.
So now
get an accessory charge or something.
Yeah. So now it's on you because you gave it to somebody that you shouldn't gave it to.
Which is agreed.
Especially if they made reselling illegal.
And that's why I'm like... That's why I think the shit would work. Cause then, well, now what we gonna do? I'm keeping my shit. Y'all ain't about to get
me.
Now
everybody gonna have to piss for a gun. They gonna have to, especially if they start doing shit like that. Make them all piss for a gun. Woo.
Yeah, I agree.
It's impossible to get rid of people doing it. But it's like you ain't gonna get away with doing it, bitch. What I'm saying.
I guess.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying. So I can make fucking speeding illegal. You can't stop motherfuckers from speeding. But you're going to make motherfuckers slow down when the time is right. You're going to cut down on the accidents. You're going to cut down on the people. Because people can't be like, I ain't know no better. Oh, you know better. And people going to make decisions based on... What's the city you can't speed through without... When you...
Emporia.
You know what I'm saying? So how motherfuckers act accordingly when they in Emporia. God motherfuckers going to act accordingly before they even buy a gun.
And Emporia still give you two warnings. They give you your warnings.
Man,
that shit go from 55 to 35, motherfucker. They give you your warnings.
50 goddamn feet.
Yeah, they give you your goddamn warnings.
Better hit that e-brake.
Damn right. They give you your warnings.
Yeah. So no, that's the effect that I'm expecting it to have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can agree with that.
I completely agree with that.
So where do we draw? Where do y'all think the line should be on the actual weapons? Like, what kind of weapons do you think?
I just think when it
you right, think you just think that a nigga like me, clean as a whistle, should be able to go out and buy a sniper rifle.
Yeah. Really? Yes, you can actually.
Yeah, I know I can.
You
can buy a sniper
rifle. Listen, you know what's stupid? You can buy a sniper rifle at the age of 17, 18. Let's say 18. 16.
Yeah, 16. And the reason why is because it's hard to carry.
Right. So you can buy a sniper and shotgun or an assault rifle but at that age. But you can't buy a handgun. You can't buy a pistol.
You can't buy a 21.
Matter of fact, you can't buy. You can't even buy a bullet. You can't live in North Carolina and buy a pistol here, but you can buy everything else here.
Crazy.
Carolina lacks on that shit.
No, they're not.
No.
You can't buy the pistol. The pistol. It's a pistol. Yeah. Anything else you can, but a pistol you can't. I found that out when I was at work.
Well, dude, the niggas used to come to school in high school with the goddamn shotguns and the goddamn bats.
That sure did.
That is my point. You can get wherever the fuck you want to get, whatever the fuck you want to get. It makes it harder.
Possible. Yeah. That's all you're trying to do, enjoy. It's not going to stop nothing completely. No rule in ever been made to stop something.
I agree with y'all.
Yeah, so and this goes along with the whole political thing too. Like, we're not trying to say gun control as in get take away guns. We're saying gun control as in literally gun control.
The stupid motherfucker that has
let's put it in a funnel.
That needs to go down.
Basically, yeah.
But as let's narrow it down to putting it in a funnel. Yes. The motherfuckers that's grandfathered in is the big part of the funnel. It's still gonna be a lot, but by the time go on, that shit gets smaller and smaller, and it's in the fucking tube.
Yeah, just like any other rule, man. I mean, any other law is like it shows accountability.
I agree.
Guns are the only things that are so lax that it don't show accountability to the point where you feel like you have to have a topic about it because you're right about having a topic because it really is a thing. Because it shouldn't be one, to be honest with you. Like, you shouldn't feel the way that you feel about a gun because if it wasn't for people showing accountability, it would be okay to have a gun. But let's be
real. Some of our worst acts of terrorism here has not been guns.
Yeah, be bombs.
Yeah, exactly. So, bombs. It's just crazy. If somebody wants to do something unstable, bombs they're going to find a way.
Bombs and poison.
Yeah, they're going to find a way. Will it eliminate those acts? No, it won't eliminate those acts. Those people just going to do it a different way.
What
brought me to it is, y'all know I be researching psychopaths and shit. And I was noticing a pattern with a lot of the mass shootings. So I'm not, because it's like, when I bring up the whole gun thing, everybody thinks about like burglars and robbers and all that shit. Like, I get that, but. Where I think about the line, because that's why I'm like, there has to be a line, because I'm like, I feel like the line could severely cut back on mass shootings, because the pattern that I'm seeing is they all get their guns from somebody close to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's their mothers, it's their fathers, it's their uncles, and that's why I brought up I don't even know if that shit went through or not. It was a long time ago when they were talking about, like, if your gun gets used, they about to hold your ass responsible. Because that shit kept happening. And I'm like, well, that sounds about right. Because I'm thinking, like...
Yeah, they should hold them accountable.
Yeah, so I'm like, because these motherfuckers didn't have their shit locked up properly. If they nephew can just go into the cabinet and take it to school and goddamn shoot shit up.
I mean, at the very least, you'll get criminal negligence.
I think you should get manslaughter.
It's hard to keep guns.
I think we should. Start off with negligence, and then like after motherfuckers really know, like you got to give people time to like adjust. And once really you get the facts of the case,
it's a case by case thing, man.
So, but this is the thing: what can you keep from your kids in the household for real? For real, it's much or nothing.
No, it's not nothing. Yeah,
right. So the thing is, like, let's. Not make guns such a secretive thing or such a
basically
something that they will want to flaunt. It's something normal. The shit should just be something normal.
If anything,
and then it takes the specialness out of it.
You should force motherfuckers to goddamn take some type of training.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Some degree, I think we could have a better argument of having either not to say that like your 5-year-old kid needs to learn how to use a fucking. You know, AK-47 or whatever, but
your young kids and young teenagers are bringing their guns to school to show the motherfuckers that don't know nothing about.
I feel like with guns,
and that's more of the accidental deaths that you're
showing them motherfuckers.
Yeah, so what you're saying is going to help with accidental deaths and stuff like that. Let's put it out there. So it's not too special.
Much when it all comes down to it, it's too much.
No, it's not.
The guns are here. So when you enforce laws that say, hey, nobody can have this, when you say nobody can have this, the motherfuckers already got it. Mm-hmm. I can get legal guns and illegal guns. Once again. You can get legal drugs and illegal drugs.
No, I'm saying, once again, other countries have done this shit.
But that's what I'm
saying. And America has been the ones to do it in other countries.
It takes a lot to come from another country to come from here.
They shut Japan the fuck down after goddamn World War II. America went after World War II, America went to Japan and shut them the fuck down, give us all that. They went to their house and took the swords, took the katana blade, took the guns, took every goddamn thing. Mm. Shut them bow and arrows. They had like antique. Oh, this is my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather
from war. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Give us that.
In certain places it works.
America did it. So if they could do it over there, they could do the shit over here. If they fucking wanted to.
That's why blunt.
You know but they can't like do it here.
Like in you UK, can't it's like do blunt, it here. Blunt force.
We've had illegal blunt force. Think about illegal drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Britain?
Yeah, that's what
but it's not working Australia? In Australia. I know it's not working in Britain. So
it worked in Australia.
See, but Australia
but the difference with Australia, they didn't take the guns. The people gave the guns away. They said, "All right, no more guns." And the people came and drove up like, "Yeah,
just take them."
But
that was them being on the same page. Yeah. Like, "Yo, we get it."
Yeah, but if you're not on the same page, think about what can happen.
We on the same page here?
That's what I'm saying.
We not on the same page here.
We're not on the same page, but we also ain't on the island.
Can't work
but
here.
Also, yeah. to what you're saying, you keep saying like, oh yeah, then only the bad guys want to have guns. But it's not like the bad guys walk around. Hold on. The bad guys don't walk around like everybody has a gun. They act like they are the only ones with guns anyway. So their behavior is not going to change.
Pretty much.
Good fucking
But define bad guys.
That was.
Nigga, you the one that said, you define it, nigga. You define the bad guy.
I'm just saying. What? All right. So y'all consider me a bad guy?
No.
If I decide
goddamn it,
I'm just saying. If I decide,
find some heavy.
God damn
if
it!
If I decide, give me that sample board. I want to walk around.
Damn it!
I can't make it. Y'all gonna let me?
No.
All right.
No. It's stupid. Stupid. No.
Hey man, I'm talking about my mom, man. No, I'm saying like realistically speaking, like if
Joey, everybody with a gun ain't bad.
They're not. He called me the bad guy.
He's so exhausted.
No, Joey.
He's so exhausted though.
Joey.
Because that's like having a Democratic Republican argument right there. Because
everybody with a gun ain't bad, Joey.
Because that's how they always make it. They're like, oh, Democrats want to take away guns.
It's not the same.
They go just like that, and that's the reason why we see why now. Now I see why. Because they got people like you. Like, well, I guess I'm a bad guy then. Well, y'all know me, and I guess I'm a bad guy.
All right, we gotta
good.
We gotta.
There you go.
You gotta work tomorrow, man.